recording, and then I'll call our meeting to order.
All right, I just started about 10 seconds ago.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you. So I'm going to call today's September 13th meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any feedback?
I've got two minor points. One place in the minutes, I'm referred to as the board chair, and I'm not trying to take over, Sarah, so we can fix that maybe. And at the very end, when we adjourned, the motion passed 2-0. Who didn't vote? I think I voted. That was confusing.
Those are really good edits. Doug, I appreciate that. So, Twee, can we just make those friendly amendments?
Well, yeah, will do.
Great. Thanks for catching those, Doug. Any other edits or changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Thanks, everyone. Moving on to our loan portfolio. So we have 6 loans at a little over $1.4 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I'll move we approve the 6 loans, Doug.
Great. Thanks, Doug. I'll second it. And so, Rich, do you want to walk us through what we're looking at today with the loans?
Sure. Thanks, Sarah. You know, the only loan that's a little bit unusual is number 4 to the Powers Lake Management District in Kenosha County. They are purchasing some adjacent wetlands to secure protection of future water quality. That's all I have on loans for today. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I saw that. That's good. It's good news.
I don't think there's any that was my only question, actually.
Okay. Well, so, I'm glad I figured that one out.
Yeah, you covered that right up front. So appreciate that. There's no questions. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the loan portfolio today, say aye.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Josh. The loans are approved.
I was gonna just for fun ask why one fire truck costs twice as much as the other one.
I can't answer that directly, Doug. They come in all shapes and sizes.
I guess that's true. I'm just joking mostly. We need a little humor in this world.
I agree.
I always thought that the difference was the amount of chrome on the truck.
Probably.
Maybe, Doug, we can ask for them to send us pictures so we can look at them, but that's good.
I've seen some fire trucks go for close to $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I was just joking. I know there's a difference between a small pumper and a giant ladder truck.
Well, maybe, Doug, we can make a trip that we can go on a ride. I'm sure they'd love to have us.
That's a good photo op.
Exactly.
Got to get the Dalmatian next to you.
Right. Exactly. Well, we have no old business and no new business. So Rich will move to your investment officer's report.
Thanks. I have a short report just to discuss the final closing on 2 funds that we've been working on for the past several months. We closed on the $5 million commitment to the Idea Fund of La Crosse, which is a venture capital fund based in La Crosse and run by Jonathan Horn, who has a good history of investing in young Wisconsin companies. Jonathan is expanding his horizon slightly with Fund 2 and will be looking into Iowa and Minnesota for new opportunities also. And second, we had final close on a $50 million commitment to the Invesco Commercial Mortgage Income Fund, which invests with a credit over yield philosophy and shorter duration floating rate commercial real estate loans with low loan to value ratios. You know, the fund has had an excellent default history centered around long-term relationships with borrowers. All loans in the current portfolio remain paid as agreed, and we expect returns in the 9% range. This yield should increase too. You know, the yield should increase too, you know, as new loans are made and the rates in the current portfolio reset to the current market conditions. Originally, you know, we expected that funds would not be drawn until next year, but I talked with the portfolio manager this morning who believes that about half of our commitment will be called right away, and it'll be good to get that money working for us quickly. That is all I have for today. Are there any questions?
Not for me.
No, it looks like we appreciate it, Rich, and I know we've got a exciting committee meeting right after this, so lots of good things happening.
Yep.
All right, moving on to the executive secretary's report. So, Tom.
Thank you, Sarah. At the last meeting, I brought up that we were working on reaching an agreement with the Lac des Flambeaux tribe to transfer our acreage that's located within the reservation boundaries. And we have now reached a tentative agreement with the tribe to sell them 886 acres for approximately $879,000. And we are still working on resolving our conflicting claims for 27 other acres. So we are getting very close. And I would imagine that at the next board meeting, we will be bringing that up for board consideration. For those 27 acres, I believe that we may require the board to go into closed session on that because it's not a regular sale. In essence, what we'd be doing is talking about resolving conflicting claims, and it would be better done in a closed session because we would actually be talking about what those conflicting claims are and why we believe we should resolve them in the manner that we're suggesting. So.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm sorry.
Yes, how can I answer it?
Okay, I thought you were finished. I'm sorry. Okay. Would you repeat the acreage and the price on what we've agreed on? It seemed like it was very cheap, but I didn't hear it that well, so please repeat it.
It's approximately 886 acres or $879,000. So a little bit more than $1,000 an acre.
Yeah, no, that sounds okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No problem. Are there any other questions about that?
Not on my end, Tom.
Not for me. I'm glad you're working on this. It must be fun. Frustrating to try to get that done week after week.
Well, it's exciting in a way that when you think about it, if these issues have been out there for over 100 years and we're getting that close to resolving it, like I said, it's exciting to be able to do something like that. And speaking of frustrating and taking a long time, the U.S. Forest Service has given us another update, but they're indicating that they have now cleared a number of other hurdles and they are continuing to move toward closing. So I'm cautiously optimistic that that we will still get this done in the near future. But they move at a glacial pace, but at least I'm seeing some progress there. So hopefully this will get done sometime in the near future. And then finally, one of the things that that Rich and the investment committee are working on is actually some changes to the investment policy that we would be bringing to the board for consideration at one of the upcoming meetings. And so that will take a little bit more time to discuss as well. So that meeting will take longer than our normal time frame for a meeting. And that's all I have for my report today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Moving on to my report, I just have a few things to share. One is on the 26th of September, Ali will be getting together with the Department of Public Instruction, and we will be talking about, as I have mentioned before, something that has been really important is making sure that our stakeholders are up to date on both what is happening with the Common School Fund as well as the Normal School Fund. And so we will be meeting to make sure that they are up to date on kind of what's going on. And I will make sure to share with the board on kind of the results of that meeting. And then on Wednesday, the 28th of September, I will be going up to Tomahawk, which is where, as many of you know, our forestry office is located. And we will be meeting with the team up there and doing some work. And so I will kind of share more too about my trip. And we've been working closely with Tom on that. But since I have been chair, we have not yet been to the Tomahawk office. So I think it will be good to go up there and meet with staff and talk to the community, because we've been doing some important work up there. So that is the update on my end. Any questions?
Not for me.
All right. Moving on to anything for future agenda items, besides maybe a visit to one of the places to check out the fire trucks. Anything else we might want to add to the agenda?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Great. Seeing none, I move to adjourn today's meeting.
I'll second the adjourn motion.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. I'll say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. Thanks, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.